This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 3058. Along with Steve the Throw Hill, the Chad Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
Thank you. Hi, the Men's Room. On tap today, the drunken charge Ryan Castle into Sit and Spin Now.
Today, we chill out with the top 10 songs people play to keep calm.
What you don't need to know is all about the dad.
Get ready to play Profile This.
Plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV Time with Ted. Clack, clack. Ring a ding. All right, here we go. Florida man with Coke shirt on sells crack to an undercover cop. Meanwhile, a Florida woman grabs boyfriend's yam bag so hard she hears a pop. Rochester man run over by car while doing push-ups in the road. Grocery store shames people with plastic bags that feature an adult abode. And a woman jumps into the Yankee bullpen to meet pitchers. Wants to be a catcher. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right. Whether you're coming home from a long day at work or returning home from a vacation, it feels great to come home to a clean house. Well, a guy in Massachusetts, he did exactly that. The problem was, he didn't clean his house. Someone broke into his home, made his bed, vacuumed. I want to say cleaned the dishes, they scrubbed the toilets, and more. They stole nothing. The guy says, as much as you think it's a great thing, actually, it's pretty creepy. Meanwhile, in Florida, man returned home after an overnight shift. Now, no one had cleaned his house. He came home to a 6-foot alligator at his front door. What do you think he did? If you answered, ran away and called his brother, you are correct. He just wanted to come home and relax. Then there's New York Jets running back Le'Veon Bell. Now, according to Le'Veon, he has two girlfriends, his words, and he expected both to be at his house when he returned from the gym. But instead, he came home to an empty house because his two quote-unquote girlfriends had run off with over $500,000 of his jewelry. That's what he came home to. Look, you can never really predict what you're going to walk into every time you open your door. You hope it's a normal day. Some days it's not. That's what we want to talk about today. Today's question is, what did you come home to?
Be a part of the big show. Call 844-999. Ola, like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Home to us and away we go. Welcome to show number 3058. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat is once again the drunk in charge. Ryan Castle will be in the house. We will sit and spin. And today Ryan brings us the top 10 songs that people play to keep calm. Now, this survey was done in Britain, but the top 10 songs are popular here in the States, too. So classical, by the way, and pop are the most popular genres to help people relax. But I guess if you want to stay calm and you want to relax, these are the top 10 songs that people play to keep calm.
Okay.
What you don't need to know coming up is all about Dad. Father's Day is coming, and we've got some interesting statistics. You know, you think to yourself, what would Mom like for Mother's Day or whatever? Well, dads like things, too, and we have some interesting things on what would preferably be the dad's ideal day.
You leave me alone and be peace and quiet.
That is on the list.
That is out. That's not going to be part of it. So
it's not what they get. It's what dads would like to have.
Uh-huh.
It's what they want. On what you don't need to know, we have some other stats coming up as we salute the dad. Well, Trigger Toast with a shot of the day, another round of Profile This. And today, our question, what did you come home to? This story happened a few days back, but police say that two female acquaintances vanished with more than $500,000 in jewelry from NFL star Le'Veon Bell's Florida home. Hollywood, Florida police say Bell returned from the gym and found the women gone and his jewelry missing. Police report obtained by the AP refers to the two women as Bell's girlfriends.
Yeah.
Stop right there for a minute. So he has two girlfriends living at his home in Florida.
Yes.
They live together.
Apparently, yeah.
Okay. Do they all sleep together?
I'm assuming if you call them your girlfriend.
Well, what I mean is, do they...
Oh, at the same time?
Correct.
Sure.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Yes.
The man has over $500,000 worth of jewelry to steal. I would assume if you're rolling like that, then yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And he's not coming out saying, like, I'm polyamorous or this or that. He's just like, these are my two girlfriends.
Correct.
So in my mind, they're together too.
No,
they're together as well, I would guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
I mean, it's a three-piece.
I was just trying to put it all together there and figure out, you know, like, I mean, hey, you know what? He's honest, at least, right?
Well, sure.
But they're not. So Bell said items in his closet were in disarray and all his jewelry was missing, including two gold chains with diamonds, a Black Panther pendant with black and white diamonds, and a Rolex total value $520,000.
So four pieces of jewelry.
Correct.
Good Lord, man.
By the way, the story also notates that Bell practiced with the Jets for the first time since signing a four-year, $52.5 million deal that included $35 million guaranteed.
And then, you know, you put away the violin.
And he also didn't work last year. He sat out the entire season last year, so he's he should
be breaking some records, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, without
question.
Was
he?
I think so. I think he's on, yeah.
We need someone to find
out. Either way, having two girlfriends is tough, but they live in Florida. He works in New York, so I'm sure he gets past it.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Since this story broke, we have seen nothing of any update as far as the jewelry and the two ladies involved in the crime.
Well, man, there's probably just nothing to tell, man. They're not taking it to a pawn shop.
Well, like anything else, they have not been found.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're still on the run someplace. But they have $520,000 in jewelry. Now, you can't just walk into Joe's pawn shop when you have, I would guess, that type of freight. You know what I'm saying? If you've got a $100,000 necklace, can you roll into a pawn shop in the middle of Georgia if you're driving out of
Florida? If I'm one of the two girlfriends, if I'm the Don to Tony Orlando there, then I would think, just based on the people I meet through him, there's people you could fence that stuff to easy, man.
That's what I was thinking. You're right. Something jewelry that specific, I think you got to fence that through other people that have cash and would pay for it.
Right. And the network of people that you've met hanging out in his circles.
Now, I don't know about...
You'd even... Like, it'd probably be worth more like, hey, man, this one of Le'Veon's chains.
I don't travel jewelry. I don't have a lot of jewelry. But if you had jewelry that was this valuable, I don't know how big it is, can you fly with it? In other words, if you want to fly to Mexico... Stick us in a bag. It doesn't look like it's too crazy.
But I think you'd be better off wearing it. At least you get through security.
All right. $520,000 vanished when he got back from the gym.
Okay. Yeah, it's like when you take your cash out when you go through security, right?
Well, you don't have a wallet like myself, so it's not really my cash, it's just my wallet.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You don't take...
You have the money clip, right?
Yeah.
Well, you take the cash out.
I'll put the clip in the little thing, but I always take the cash out and put it in my pocket.
That's good thinking.
Okay.
That is good thinking.
Yeah,
you never get on that.
Yeah.
I never thought that either.
I, didn't, we, you know, I wasn't so cynical that I thought that many people were out there. But, Ted, you've opened my eyes. The world is a terrible place.
Dude, not only that, I once had a guy, like, for the TSA that was like, take your cash out. And I was like, he's like, you just never know. I was
like, he knows.
Yeah, right?
If you never know, then he knows.
Yeah. You know exactly what's going on. We stay in Florida, in Middleburg, Florida, which is pretty close to Orlando. Story says, just imagine coming home from a 10-hour overnight shift, wanting to get some sleep, and there is an alligator blocking your front door. It was a real thing for one man in Florida. Michael Prestridge had just got off work from his job at the Amazon Fulfillment Center.
Wow, that's pretty exciting. Is that like one of those massage parlors?
Different kind of fulfillment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Miles was bitterly disappointed.
This is nothing like a hack.
This is just a warehouse.
Same day delivery my ass. Tired and ready to relax, he got home and started walking to his front door, but was greeted by an unexpected visitor, an over 6-foot alligator lying right in front of his front door. So what did Michael do? He called his brother Rick. What would you do? That's what he
did. Call a family member.
Hey, Rick, get over here, dude.
I thought it would be smaller and thinner than what he was saying, but nope, 6 to 7 feet, fat and very heavy. That according to his brother Rick. If it wasn't for the story about running, I would probably still be asleep. So he had to get up out of bed and, I guess, run over to his brother's house. Trapper was called to haul the gator away. So
why wouldn't you call the trapper first?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, Rick! Rick, pick up the phone, man. Come on. Hey, I'm sorry to wake you up, man.
Michael called his brother Rick immediately.
Can you come over here and tell me what I should do about this gator in front of my door?
I have a feeling Rick gets a lot of first calls in that instance.
He's that guy's personal 911.
What did you come home to? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Stefan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, we didn't have an alligator in front of our door, but the first apartment I ever had with my girlfriend, you know, I'm 27, okay, I got along with my mom and I stayed that long. But we moved into this nice little apartment, and we come home one night with our takeout Chinese food, and we're just looking forward to, after work, going there and have dinner. And we walk up, and our lights are on, our door is open, and we're like, what the heck is going on here? So we walk in, and there's all these, like, four dudes with these big shop vacs and stuff sucking up, which was apparently poo.
What do you mean, apparently poo? Was it poo?
Yeah, no, I mean, our entire apartment, almost entire apartment, the kitchen and into the carpet in the living room and stuff was covered in, like, sewage. And we're like, what the heck is going on? And they said, oh, the upper pipes got clogged up, and then when we tried to flush it, we flushed it all into your apartment.
Somebody's not eating enough fiber. The people above you are not eating enough fiber. Okay.
Exactly.
So you come home, and there's...
Or they're flushing, you know, butt wipes or tampons or whatever the hell.
So what does the apartment pay for this? Do they take care of your belongings?
They took care of all the cleaning, but the apartment manager argued with the owners to clean our carpet. And I said, oh, come on. And the owners were like, hey, lady, we just flushed this guy's entire apartment with crap. Yeah, clean the carpets.
Did you eat your poo-poo platter?
That was a bad night to pick that.
Well, let's put it this way. We left and said, get it done. And we went and ate our food in the car.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Man, that's a romantic
entry. It really is. I always look forward to Chinese food night.
That the poo-poo platter was a red herring what was to come.
Mm. Yeah, the General Tso's chicken.
I always get excited. Have you ever eaten Chinese food? And I don't know if I ever have. Have you ever eaten Chinese food at a Chinese restaurant?
Oh, a couple times. It's actually very good. It seems like the portions
are big. No, I believe that it is. It's just, to me, when you say Chinese food, like, I'm home.
Have you ever brings it to me? As a child, we did it, and it seemed very fancy.
If you get Chinese food takeout and you bring it home, have you ever eaten just one plateful?
No. I'll always get a second of something.
Later on.
Because you kind of mix everything together. Right,
yeah, I was like, what's the time difference?
Right, exactly.
Like, I'm going to eat more. Sometimes I'll just take a break for like an hour or two.
If I get Chinese, the rule is it will not go in the fridge until the last person goes to bed.
Correct.
Right? Like, just
leave it on the counter.
Leave it out.
There's still a couple wontons in there.
Oh, that's always the best.
There was like a fancy Chinese restaurant we'd go to. Not fancy. It was fancier than the dump we went to in my neighborhood. But the gross place we went to in my neighborhood that we went to all the time, we were walking by one day, and the door was open, and my dad said, "Don't look in that kitchen."
Don't look in that kitchen.
And I swear
that's
to
his
God.
Advice.
That was his advice.
Oh, my God.
Because we were walking by the door to go to the laundromat. And I just remember being, as a kid, I remember being like, why is there hay in there?
Right. Oh, jeez. It's fresh.
Like, to this
just day. Know that your General Tso's chicken is very, very fresh.
Jesus. What did you come home to? 844-999-OLA.
How was the food?
I mean, I remember it was good because we went there all the time.
Apparently, exactly.
I only remember the other place in the town in Beltsville seemed fancier because we got to order a poo-poo platter, which I laughed
what
at.
What is the poo-poo platter?
It's just a bunch of appetizers.
Yeah, different ones. You get wontons or Goya or whatever.
But they had it on like a little baby Lazy Susan, so the poo-poo platter spun. So, right, again, as a child.
This is big time.
We're sitting down. Like, it was like unlimited sodas. I mean, just the life.
If I went to a Chinese restaurant with my kids, I would not even get a poo-poo platter. Because I just know. Like, I don't feel like hearing a poo-poo all night.
You will.
Like, it's funny. That's funny for a second.
You gotta get a poo-poo platter.
Yeah, we know it's poo. It's funny. But the kids don't let it go, man.
Yeah, but you gotta look at a poo-poo platter, man. I'm telling
like,
you.
They're great. You would love it. It's like all the appetizers you want.
I'm gonna tell my kids it's called something else. I just don't feel like hearing a poo-poo all the time.
Look at that. I mean, you get a little bit of everything.
Oh,
you
damn.
Get some
okay.
barbecued pork. All right. You get some chicken wings.
Kids, we're gonna get the Chinese sample
platter. Poo-poo platter.
Poo-poo platter?
All over your carpet.
Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I have a diaper disaster story for you.
All right.
Came home from going out. I have two kids, one 2.5, one a couple months old, both still in diapers, and two dogs. Walk in the door to the house, and both dogs are sitting very demurely in the corner, we'll say, looking rather guilty. And we see fluff everywhere. And we're like, oh, what'd they do? Did they get to the couch? Like, did they tear the couch up like you've seen those flipping commercials? Oh, no. We found the first remnants of the first diaper and four other ones, apparently. They somehow managed to tear apart five, maybe six diapers, and it is...
Because they know where the candy is. They know where the candy is.
Are they used diapers or are they...
They're used in about every way you can possibly think of.
Okay. And were they in a diaper genie or were they just like tied up in a bag or something?
No, they were put away. Like, we actually had used a diaper genie for a while, but we switched out for an actual trash can. And the one dog had figured out how to open the door to the trash can and gingerly picked them out one at a time, left everything else in the garbage can, and... proceeded to destroy them. And the older of the two, actually we think taught the younger of the two, because he never did it, and now it's like they take turns if anything is left out.
Did you ever notice your dog staring at you when you were in the bathroom?
Oh, no, they don't stare. They're more sneaky than that. They tend to walk up behind and see what's going on.
What kind of dogs do you have?
Lab Terrier and a Husky Healer.
Oh, they're smart. You know, you might have to just get a diaper genie, but it doesn't sound to me like you got much time left on this deal, right?
One's pretty much out of diapers. The other one is has a little bit more time. But yeah, we've had to be creative with where we put them.
Yeah, pull ups
kind of like the garage.
Pull ups are the light at the end of the tunnel.
Let me ask you this: they did. They went through all the diapers. Was all the poop gone? Like, had they devoured and eaten it?
The insides of most of the diapers are pretty much gone. We actually had to call a vet and find out, for sure, like, if they actually ingested it. Like, is there anything we have to worry about? And we found it over the past next probably week or so.
Do they eat anything else?
Since then, they haven't.
How about
occasional one? But
how about, like, wife's crotch in her jeans or underwear or anything like that?
Nope. Nope, they don't go after any clothing. They don't go after, they'll go after food, obviously, if you leave it out. But.
Well, sure. All right, so then it's like poop. Kid poop. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's rich in all the vitamins, mm-hmm. You give them baby food, it has all that stuff in there. Dogs are like, that is a healthy species.
I used to come home to a clean litter box, and I knew it was because of our dog. Cleaned the litter box.
Did they have, like, the little gravel bits stuck in the nostrils?
Sure. What did you come home to? 844-999. Oh, look, I've been playing beach volleyball all afternoon.
Yeah, exactly.
Dogs, that is gross.
It's ridiculous. And dogs always try to play innocent. And you can't. It's like a kid eating a powdered donut. Like, bro, I know you ate the powdered donut because it looks like you fell face down in a pile of cocaine.
Yeah.
That's when your kid tells
you,
I just did a whole ton of cocaine.
I haven't eaten in 13 hours.
It is coke. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. So I was in the Navy. I was stationed in Japan. And I hadn't been home in quite a while. Been actually a couple of years. So just as a surprise, I was going to surprise my dad because he had just gotten married. So I flew home from Japan. I got to St. Louis, and I couldn't get any further than that because there was so much snow on the ground, everything was snowed in. So I rented a Jeep, and I drove from St. Louis to Kentucky and pulled up in the driveway. It's late at night. No, it's 9:30 or so at night. I get out of the Jeep, walk up to the door, and knock on the door, and my dad comes running to the door in a robe with his junk kind of hanging out, flopping around. Evidently, I had interrupted him and my new stepmom.
Oh.
And, yeah, nobody knew I was coming. I just showed up and, hey, how you doing?
Nobody knew he was coming either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watching my dad's junk flap around while I... Yeah.
Did he give you a big hug? Was he happy to see you?
Hey! Hey!
Good to see you, boy.
Bring it in here.
I'll just take my ass out real far back.
And you should let your dad know, if you're going to rub with the robe on and your junk's flopping around, you don't need the robe. Like, that's the one part we want it to cover.
I mean, you might as well, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if you're wearing a robe, you might not even wear a robe.
All right. Just, if you're not, if I can see your penis, yeah. What's the point of the robe?
I think you're less creepy just standing there butt naked than you are in a robe. You know what I mean?
It was an absolutely embarrassing moment. But I had up until that point never seen my dad's junk, never wanted to.
That's fair. I'm pretty sure I've never seen my dad's junk. Well, okay with that.
You hadn't met your stepmom either, and she's back there waiting for him to come back.
Was that?
Oh, yes.
That's the first time you met your stepmom?
Yes, it is.
Oh, all right.
Good test.
Okay. Man, oh, man.
She came out and her robe was actually tied up, so I got a hook from her.
Okay.
Hi, I'm your new stepmom.
What did you come home to? 844-999-OLAM. More your calls on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
A Massachusetts man made a startling and spotless discovery after someone allegedly broke into his home to clean it. Nate Roman, a Marlboro resident, posted about the bizarre incident on Facebook. He said while he was at work, a stranger had entered his home on May 15th. It's possible that I forgot to lock the back door. They didn't break anything while entering, he wrote, noting that he forgot to activate his alarm and surveillance video system. Yet the strange part, Roman said, came when he realized the perpetrator hadn't taken anything. The purpose of the visit was to clean my bathrooms and bedrooms. They made the beds, vacuumed the rugs, scrubbed the toilets, and left toilet paper roses. Roman said the only logical solution he can think of is that a house cleaning service accidentally went to the wrong home and was able to enter. I'm still weirded out.
Oh, yeah.
And it's still creepy AF, he added, using the acronym for as F.
Yes.
They say. After filing a police report, he said the Marlboro Police Department cleared the house and everything was good. Our question, what did you come home to? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Julia. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys.
Hola.
All right. So this was back when the first Magic Mike movie came out, and this took place back in Texas. My sister-in-law and I had caught the late showing of Magic Mike at a local theater. And as she was dropping me off, I walked up to the front gate and put my hand on it, and it just kind of felt weird. So as she was backing out, her headlights came up on the gate, and I saw that brown with, like, the darker brown circles and realized it was a snake. And I screamed and took off running back to her car and knocking on the window. She came out, took a look at it, and it was a copperhead.
Oh, wow. So you put your hand on a copperhead.
I did. Like, in my mind, it had to be, like, 6 foot long with seven heads, but it was probably only about a foot, foot and a half.
Wasn't that what you were really looking at after seeing Magic Mike anyway? You know, a big snake?
And then what's even better is kind of with all the commotion going on, my pawpaw came out in his boots and his, like, tidy whities coming to fix and yell at us for being so loud.
I like that he puts on his boots. Yeah. There's no better look than boots and tidy whities.
I'm assuming when he saw the copperhead, it all made sense.
Well, yeah, I had told him, and by the time that he had come out already, it was, like, in a pile of wood. So he and my uncle actually, like, spent the next 15, 20 minutes taking a look for it through all the little pieces of wood, chopped up firewood, but couldn't find anything.
How big did you say you thought it was?
It had to be probably about a foot, maybe a foot and a half at the max. Okay.
I was going
to
say they're pretty bull shaped. You know, they're not as long as they are thick, man. I mean, they're like, you know, they are
bull shaped.
They are big boned. They're the big bone snake, so to speak.
And that big bone, yes. The thyroid.
They're not real long, but they're
it's
thick
my
and
thyroid.
They're thick and girthy.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you don't want to get bit by one of those. What did you come home to? 844-999-OLA.
I just, like, even when you live in a place where that's possible to happen, I don't think you'd react any different, right? Like,
no. You
said what? In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, there's been, what, three alligators catching?
Within the last 2 weeks.
Right. Like, that's crazy because it's Pittsburgh. But even if you live in Florida and you stumble upon an alligator, I think you still freak out a little bit.
One guy came home and there was about a 3.5 foot alligator laying in the bushes out in front of his home.
This is in Pittsburgh.
This is in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, one per river.
Well, actually, they found a couple in streams, too. So the other two were found in streams. One was estimated to be like 6 feet long, which is insane.
I mean, again, this has to be pets, right, that have just gotten released?
Absolutely.
Probably. Why is everyone getting rid of them now?
But the problem is it's warm enough right now for the alligators.
For some gator sex.
They can actually, you know, they can live.
Fertilize your eggs, mama.
What did you come home to? 844-999-OLA. Still to come, Drunk and Charged, Ryan Castle on the way to Sit and Spin. He's got the top 10 songs that people play to keep calm. Ola,
the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.